Blog Talk Radio.
Computer off.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Melee
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood and international
call. It is the
interface complete.
Let's go.
Turn me up. Yeah. Yeah. Turn me up. What's up, little mama?
Hey,
don't work it out. Don't work it out.
Hey. I like your perfume. I like your hair. And the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. I can't help but stare. I like your hair and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. Can't help but
step up in the place looking fresh, so clean. Take a sip of hen, light a black soap by the scene. Little mama moving right in them apple bottom jeans. Got a player fantasizing like I'm living a dream. Shorty turned around, she done locked eyes with a player. And shorty looking like she wanna slide with a player. Baby, you the real deal, you can ride with a player. We can have a nightcap and head back to the lair.
I like your perfume, I like your hair. And the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. I can't help but stare. I like your hair and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see.
Gin, 3 shots of Jaeger, 2 Hennessy's, and 1 Budweiser. Man, I'm by drunk as Cooter Brown. Like to call my Uncle Earl if you looking for a nut. Baby girl, I'm your squirrel. Papa love you long time. When I'm full of good green tequila shots with lime. Hey baby, what's your sign? Cause a Virgo know how to blow your mind.
I like your perfume, I like your hair. And the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. I can't help but stare. I like your hair and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. I can't help but stare.
I like your eyes, just my size. If I didn't know no better, I might call your wife. That's what your boy called a dream. Super fly lady, join my team. We can do about 80 down Martin Luther King. Baby, it's gravy, I'm a lion, I'm a king. Here's my sale, give your boy a ring. Meet me at the crib, we can do our thing.
I like your perfume, I like your hair. And the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. I can't help but stare. I like your hair and the sweet way you smell. I like what I see. I can't help but stare.
That's Paziano right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Getting into this. You got to check me out and be live on live stream. You know what I'm saying? Livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And you can click on that. You know what I'm saying? 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. And you see your boy. Well, you ain't going to see your boy live because I got my screen up. So basically all you do is you get to see the chat room. You'll see, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing in the chat room. And you see what I'm doing, like, online and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Still hot, still cool, you know what I'm saying? Still something to be interested in. So that's what it is. Yeah. So we're finna get into another cut, man. We're finna do what we do right here on motherfucking Mondays, man. This is plain and simple, to the point, you know what I'm saying? Cause who the fuck like Mondays anyway, you know what I mean? I don't. But, you know, anytime I get a chance, I'll let the world. You know what I mean? I'll let the world. you know, I'm gonna be there. So, you know, just remember, people. You know, I'm gonna be sharing little things about the weekend, what went down, you know what I'm saying? You like, come on in, you know what I'm saying? Hit up 347-237-5125. It's going down real big like that. And got a new service, man. Yeah, I got a new service. So y'all want to hit me up direct, you know what I'm saying? After hours, hit up 813-463-2975. You know what I'm saying? That's the new line you can reach. You know what I'm saying? Call and holler at your boy or leave a message, you know what I'm saying, to get played on the show. All of that good shit, you know what I'm saying? You can even send me a text message. You know what I'm saying? When you send the text message, send it to at DJ Smells So Good, you know what I'm saying? And then send it to that telephone number, you know what I'm saying? And a brother go ahead and get it, you know what I'm saying? And we prank call him a shit.
Hello,
though.
I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
So I'm doing all my shit. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's real. That's how we do it right here, man. We in the building. Getting the bridge pulled up, you know what I'm saying? The bridge has been acting a little funky today. It's been acting a little funky on us today, so, you know, if you're on www.blogtalkradio.com/smelly, BTR, SMELLY BTR, you know what I'm saying? You can be live on, you know, the show. If not, you know what I'm saying? Just call in and always you're welcome to listen in, and if you don't have none of those, they just got a PC, you can also go to that website and click on the Click to Talk, and it'll pull up the show, you know what I'm saying, it'll pull up the show, and then you can check it out that way. And what the is going on? Let me read a couple of things that's in the headlines. Hotel on the new rules spark outcry. And when Larry Whiten ordered Hispanics, oh, this is another racist prick. Larry Whiten ordered Hispanic workers to change their names. He wasn't prepared for the fallout. What kind of dumbass shit is that? Man, taking it for no English. I believe that shit. But you motherfuckers let everybody come over here and be motherfucking be whatever the fuck they want to be and don't confide to the rules of the goddamn country we're living in. And that's just basically, you know, goddamn it, come over here and learn some fucking English. Shit, I don't give a fuck if you want to keep your heritage and all that shit. That is cool, people. But I mean, damn, how the hell are we going to get along and you over this motherfucker speaking one thing? And I'm over here speaking something else. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to work. So, yeah, that just ain't going to work. But that was Pazion, though, people, that I just played. Don't forget to call don't forget to call Wild 94.1 to help your boy out, help my artist out, and request a song, Super D featuring Ja New, Take It On Down. I'm going to play it, and so y'all know what I'm talking about. We just been working hard, you know what I'm saying, trying to get this record really broken onto the radio. And they require a lot, so goddamn it, I feel like I got the world. So, world, you know what I'm saying, I need you to hit it up. And the number is 727-578-9941, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, just call it up. Tell them where you're calling from, you know what I'm saying? Rep your city, rep your hood. And then, you know, and then after that, shit, they'll write your request down, right where you call from, and then they'll get it on, you know what I'm saying? So, if not, if you get an answer machine or something, you know what I'm saying? Don't lose your temperature.
Hi, this is your automated voicemail system. If is a skank undesirable internet supplier, press 1. If is a bunch of liars, press 2. If is a dishonest system owned by dishonest people, press 3. If Google lies through their fucking teeth, press 4. If Google is a bunch of assholes, press 5. If Google should go to hell, press 6.
That's real. And it's kind of funny that I could have sworn, you know what I'm saying, that whole commercial was talking about one particular group.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any application.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
To read an online, you know, people actually talk like that too, man. It's one of the favorite commercials, man. Don't forget, people, November 5th through the 9th, your boy will not be here located in Tampa, Florida. I will be in motherfucking Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, Lord willing, for the BTR host reunion. And, yeah, we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to have a good time. Things is looking up for your boy. You know, and just trying to do my thing, man. Trying to get up there and really set a precedent, you know what I'm saying, and make some real history, some worldwide history. So, shouts out to my co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? I know things, she's off in Virginia right now. She might be in Atlanta. She's in so many motherfucking places, but she's coming down here to Tampa, y'all. We're going to do our first show together. Damn right, we're going to do our fucking first show together. We're going to hang out, you know what I'm saying, Tampa Bay style, and yeah, and basically get it in. We're going to get it in. So this is Johnny with Super D, and the song is called Take It On Down. Excuse me, this is Super D featuring Johnny, because this is Super D's song. Shouts out to Paul Metal. So when you call the radio station, please request Super D featuring Johnny, and the song is called Take It On Down. And again, that's 727-578-9941.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you the mixer yet?
You're DJ.
DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
He say I got him in his zone. Mama so bad, he grew up thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't gotta love Jones. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm so thought stream, I have a task addicted. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They gon' put me on the top, beat super D. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced, the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all need to stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine.
Super D right now, y'all. Super D featuring John New. You know what I'm saying? Some hot ish for the streets. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all hit up Wild 94.1, man, and you know, get it in. You know what I'm saying? Help the indie artists out, cause so fuck ass niggas around here, man. You know, you support a motherfucker, and then they turn around and don't support you, boy. It really makes you want to start riding and punching some bitches in the head. You know what I'm saying? Not in the face, punching nigga in their motherfucking head. But you know, bitches is just weak like that, so sometimes you just gotta let a weak motherfucker be a weak motherfucker. You weak motherfuckers. And, yeah, you know, basically shit like that. What happened this weekend? This weekend pretty was, you know, it was alright. Down here in Florida, y'all, you know, the weather been going up and down like sex and shit, you know what I'm saying? It'd be, he always do this shit. Bitch, I'm on the radio. Why he always do that shit? Anyway, shouts out to Ron Security, who act like I don't never be on the radio at the time that he got there. I want to sit up here and text message me. But it's all good. Got to do his damn drops for the Boomerang. Shouts out to Boomerang Martini Bar and Lounge. I'm doing it real big. That's who we promoting it for, with the help of T. Collins and the rest of the Beat Rocker fam. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do. Shouts out to Red Shades, too, man. Got a lot of interviews coming up, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much what's going now. We got a lot of interviews coming up. Trying to get the damn bridge open. The bridge has been acting up, people. I don't know what the hell has been going on, but the bridge ain't been loading up correctly. So, yeah. But if you want to call in and share your comments, you know, your boy a little under the weather right now. It's Monday, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? It's Monday. 347-237-5125. Go ahead and try to get pumped up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the beginning of the work week. You know? And it's really just trying to do what it's trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Starting off with this new anti-social, man. Shouts out to nigga Bo. You know what I'm saying? For dropping this off to me. And we're going to get into some little gutter shit right here. Live on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship. Smelly Brass.
Yo, boy.
With a real nigga like me. real nigga like me.
If you want some,
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some.
$150 try me about my riches. Definitely get the business. Click full of the realest. Click full of the trillers. We consist of fucking killers, gorillas, and drug dealers. My nigga, I stay ready. Chopper, Uzi, machete, and that John Deere whip on them 23 inspirators. My chopper hand very steady. My wordplay very deadly. I got something for all you. Limp noodle spaghetti. You say you in love with money, you really in love with bitches. You that nigga in the club through a stat to see some titties. You that nigga that get caught with a dime and started snitching. You that nigga that got stuck with a time and you was bitching. You that nigga that get caught in the jail, so acting friendly. But I'm a real G, I don't be befriending no enemies. Lames you really be, but gangsters what you finna see. I'm a real nigga, you pussy niggas my energy.
Don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
If you want some
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some.
Niggas ain't tryna talk. Fuck niggas tryna act real niggas just choose to walk. Pussy niggas need a rival niggas just open shop. If you's a fiend, what you need is what I got. It's not what you hear, nigga, but what you see. I'm like an optical illusion, come find me. An antisocial nigga that plays with them toys. I put you out your misery and shut out all the noise.
Fuck niggas won't be who want it. Now come and get it. Real niggas came to open the shop. Now come and get it. Rather you pussy, you niggas can get the damn business. Ain't it be the pussy in me? Describe to be the realest. That's right. Gonna go get it, lock down this fucking city. MOB till I die, gon' ride straight to the bullets. You fire and die bullets, you haters can top that. Like a movement in the streets, I like to see you stop that.
You don't want none with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
If you want some
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none.
When it's time to knuckle up, we act the fool. Leave your ass in the pool. Ain't nothing sweet about me. I'm from the streets where them dead ass niggas ride just to eat. Won't hesitate to put a nigga to sleep. It's no retreat and no surrender when you try to get at me. I got them yappers ready to knock out your feet. I'm looking for the niggas who try to deceive me. Ain't no sleep until these pussy niggas see me. Y'all done fucked up and let loose a real demon. I should've never left you bitch niggas breathing. I'm a real G. I keep that heat up all night looking for something to creep. You don't want no problems with a real nigga like me. I ride and die these motherfuckin' street. King Kong don't got nuts like me. Try me, it's like try Jet Li. I'm so ready, so deadly. Why the fuck you niggas wanna test me?
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
If you want some
with a real nigga like me.
Come and get some
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none
with a real nigga like me.
You don't want none.
Even do shit, you talking shit behind my back. When I step, you trying to act, he talking shit. I'ma crack your back and bust your head, and that's a fact. I'm dragging hoes about that shit, doing damage, leaving dicks. Don't fuck with ordinary hoes, they be on that bullshit. Plenty of hoes wanna fight me, they just mad cause they ain't like me. If you think your girl's soft, then go ahead and come and try me, ho. Knock if you fuck, if you're bad, then run up. I ain't never gave a damn, and I still don't give a fuck. Am I scared? Yeah, right. Your girl always keep it tight. I don't like the way you talking, it's gonna be a girl fight.
You don't want none.
With a real nigga like me.
You don't want none.
With a real nigga like me.
You don't want none.
With a real nigga like me.
If you want some.
With a real nigga like me.
Come and get some.
With a real nigga like me.
You don't want none.
With a real nigga like me.
You don't want none.
With a real nigga like me.
I'm
sweet as the juice. Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words is seductive. My body's so luxurious. You see me back it up. He said you make me wanna cut. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being don't get low. The thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. I sound too hard and they just can't take me. I got long brown eyes and thick juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails, drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
You can say what you want about child. Wish I knew what you did. I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness. Wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous. So damn contagious. The name is Shining. Please let me introduce you. I run with some Drake boys. Yes, I'm a Drake girl. I tell you off top. Yeah, I think I'm hot. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems. Now I'm back to get mine. Just give me the hot track and I bet I'll rip that. Done with that, she gon' say, yeah, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. I'm in me and call Steve from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffin' on that fire looking Chinese. You can say what you want about child. Wish I knew what you did. It's Shinu, and yeah, I'm known to spit fire. When I get caught, the girl flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with low self-esteem. Because deep in my heart, I feel like a black queen. Besides, I got major goals and dreams. I'm talking about I want to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes, my dude gotta be the boss. He can be raised in the South, I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beef, hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all scream damn. Look at the body, she must be some kind of stripper man. No, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
You can say what you want about child. Wish I knew what you did. That is real, y'all. Y'all can check me out on TampaRap.com, you know what I'm saying? Little new website, you know what I'm saying, that we got going on down here in Tampa Bay, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to represent, go to TampaRap.com, and you can also click on there and check out your boy profile, man. I got a profile on there. I upload music and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm working on right now, you know what I'm saying? So what you will see, you know, I got a couple of pictures of Janu, and then I got a Janu video uploaded, and, let's see, I'm real, profile music, I got some music on here, let's see, I don't even know all what I got uploaded, upload music to music gallery, bitch, I thought it was music on here. All right, well, I'm pump that up some more and put some music and shit on here. Got a new artist, Fetty. You know what I'm saying? That sent me
You know, he sent me a track, and we about to get into that and check that out right here live. So, yeah, if y'all want to send any tracks, man, you know your boy will put that shit in rotation. And until we get, you know what I'm saying, really, really rolling, that's when we'll start, you know what I'm saying, trying to get people paid and everything off of the spins. But you got to start somewhere, people. I mean, you know, shit, you just can't expect to be a superstar as soon as you goddamn start the fuck out. But motherfuckers be thinking that, you know what I'm saying, coming up with some milli vanilla shit. You know, and then wondering what the hell, why they ain't successful. But, you know, hey, motherfuck to them. Yeah, shouts out to my own boy, the Trilateral Radio World. That's Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? Over there in San Jose, California with the 186.2 hour. And we keep you staying late night tipping, you know what I'm saying, after dusk with my dog, Seti J. Seti Baby Powder Fresh J. And we make up the Trilateral Commission. And, you know, we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real. We keep it true. So, yeah, all files, smellybtr@live.com. Don't forget the new fan line. You know what I'm saying? It's now open. You know what I'm saying? Get your shots out to the world. And I'll play it on the show. 813-463-2975. And you can also send some text messages, photos, or whatever. By that same number, just send it at DJ Smell So Good. And I get it, man. You know what I'm saying? I get it, and I get it on. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So, shouts out to our motherfucking sponsors, man. I know some of y'all got a sweet tooth, all y'all ladies out there. So, I got something for you.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Hit the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Suck it. Oh, man, we used to always say that shit back in the days, man, you know. But, shouts out to old times, man. I went and hung out at the club this weekend. I was at it, Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying, working on getting Ja new music and constant rotation, you know what I'm saying. But you got you bust-ass DJs, man. Jeez, I don't know why the hell you motherfuckers want to be DJs, man. I mean, these bitches are not concentrating on what you're supposed to be doing. That's breaking records. Supporting motherfuckers that support you. If a motherfucker, listen, if you don't never come up in the club that I motherfucker spin in, you know what I'm saying? Or you don't have no kind of outside contact with me, hell no, I'm not motherfucking pumping your shit up in the goddamn club. You know what I'm saying? That's called support, people. We all need a support base. You ain't gonna motherfucking support me. Fuck it, I ain't gonna support you. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, that's I don't know, man. These niggas giving DJs a bad name, man. But nigga like me is here. You know what I'm saying? Do what I got to do. Stand at the forefront, smash you motherfuckers, man. Teach you bitches what the fuck you really supposed to be doing. If you want to just be a selector, sit your ass down there and just select some motherfucking music. You know what I'm saying? That's what bitches like Buckwheat and all them other little gay ass niggas at 94.1 and couple other little radio stations sitting there just motherfucking touching the screen and shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even DJing right now. What we doing right now is just on the radio having a good time, and I'm hosting this motherfucker, you know. And I had to get that through my head, though, because I was cussing out motherfuckers at the radio station, wondering why you bitches ain't interested in, you know what I'm saying, breaking a record and shit. And dude told me, you know, hey, man, I'm not a DJ. I don't break records. You know what I'm saying? I don't break your artist records. I was like, wow, never heard that before, but, yeah, you know what I'm saying, he said that to me, and, all right, so, you know, but motherfuck that, if you're a DJ, you call yourself any kind of DJ name, that's your job, break some fucking records, all right, shouts out to motherfucking DJ Fix as we go.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Fix coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, baby, the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP. house, baby. That's right, DJ Fix. You heard me, baby.
That's hot right there. Finna get into this motherfucking Fetty, y'all. Got it on lock. Let me see what it's coming out of. And people, when y'all send me your music, man, you know what I'm saying? Send me, you know, send me where this shit coming from, man. Because, hell, I don't be knowing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just be sending me tracks and shit. And I mean, I appreciate it. It's cool and everything. I just want to know where, you know what I'm saying, you come from. So, shout out to Fetty. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go ahead and get it all, and I'll come back and tell y'all where he from, if I can find out. This is Fetty, and this is Got It On Lock, clean version, right here on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Starship Smell of Pride. So now I'm impossible to stop. Ain't no way you're leaving on top, because I got it on lock. Climb my way up now, and I ain't falling, I ain't falling again. You see, I got it on lock. Ain't no changing me, I'm exactly as I came to be. Better cut me up and hope these federals are taking me. Lock me up in chains, even shackle up my name.
All right, y'all, I'm on greenhits.com. Let me see somebody. Let me see, yo, what's going on? This is Sean Teasy. Drops, things on the let me know. Guys, let me back. Okay, who the fuck are you, though? I mean, people be sending me shit like, okay. Okay. You're not posted on. Hit record. Right, hit record just in case the conversation. Bitch, I put a hit record up here, but motherfucker, ain't motherfucker didn't click on my shit. God damn it. John knew the fucking hit record. You son of a bitch is ignoring my motherfucking fact to the fact. So, yeah, but I'm also on Green Hits. Green Hits, that's HITZ, greenhits.com. You know, all my DJs out there, fellow DJ service. You know, you can post music. You can pretty much post anything, you know what I'm saying? It's another, just another avenue, man, if you're trying to get music out there, you know what I'm saying? Also, go to TampaRap.com, which is where I'm uploading music at currently. You know what I'm saying? All indie hits, of course. And let me hold on. Y'all hold on 1 second. Y'all got somebody helping me. And I walk over here to the motherfucking control room. I was outside the spaceship, you know what I'm saying? Smoking one on the smoking dock. You can't smoke inside the spaceship, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on. All right, getting over here, you know what I'm saying? Get this transporter thing beamed on up. Get it. Where my lemon juice at? Squeaker, 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 squeaker. I got to put some lemon juice on it, y'all, because the damn transporter room doors don't be opening up all the time, you know? And shouts out to our affirmative action at work, you know what I'm saying? My retarded co-host, you know?
Timmy!
Yeah, shouts out to Timmy, y'all. Yeah, here we go, people. God damn it, beam working. My fucking beam on? All right, hold on, people. That damn beam ain't working right. 562, you on this motherfucker's battleship. Damn. Hold on, people. No, 562, hold on. That beam me again. God damn beams. Hey, people, when you upgrade to your ship, I'm telling you now, you better get a whole motherfucking bunch of Starship smelly juice. And for your tractor beams, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be losing people, man. There we go. There we go. 562, you's in the building.
Hi.
Hello? Hello, hello.
Hear me?
There you go. There she go, people. She's in the building, everybody. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I ain't got my goddamn Wheel of Fortune music playing. My bad.
Hey, you baby. Smelly.
What's happening, woman?
Smelly.
I already know. I hear you, woman. What you got me on, speakerphone or something?
She sure do, so you can hear this beautiful voice right here, and this don't sound like the top.
Oh, goddamn, Miss Juice. What the hell?
What's up, baby? We in Atlanta.
Hell nah. Girl, what the hell you doing in ATL? Your ass supposed to be in the goddamn Ohio. What you doing up there?
I came out of the kitchen with Tasha.
Man, on to the knob. Man, all right, people, y'all already know. Got to play my drop.
It's time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ
Smell So Good,
and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, let y'all know you're online, y'all. And this is Mrs. Juice, because the juice is loose all the way from mother Ohio, people.
That's damn right, baby.
She calling in on the flip side. I was like, damn, boy, Miss Tasha done turned blacker than a motherfucker. She done got an ATL. What happened? Shit.
No, baby.
What? How the ATL? What's popping up there?
Shit. A little bit of sleep and a lot of partying.
What? Y'all, who y'all done met so far?
We went to CG Town last night. I was off the chain.
Yeah? Where? Where y'all at?
I'm going to let Tasha tell you about that. You know, that was the best night ever.
All right.
We were at the Rialto Center in downtown Atlanta, and they were at a show. They were performing at a showcase, and then we met them after the show, and we had photos with them and stuff. I posted it up on Facebook. So it was awesome. It was the best night of my life, Smelly. I couldn't sleep when I got home. I was too excited still.
What?
It was unreal. I finally got to see my babies.
They were absolutely lovely people.
They were.
Yeah.
They can, and they are absolutely lovely gentlemen.
Absolutely. They sure
man,
are.
That's what's up. Hey, shout out to Jutine, man. You know, we got Jutine on the shit, though. I had an interview before with them and then Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, held it down for another interview. Hell, a lot of people really, they have been featured like a motherfucker on BTR about 3 or 4 times.
Miss Computer Lady's
interviews tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, is it tomorrow night? I thought it was Thursday night.
I thought it was Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think it's Tuesday night.
I don't know. It might be.
Y'all the goddamn true fans. Shit, I know y'all following it like Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
We don't have a computer, otherwise I'd know.
Yeah.
Wait. I forgot Juice. Yeah, you on that? You ain't got the iPhone, do you?
She got it. We just logged into it.
Oh, well, then you can get online.
Yeah, but you need Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, in that area. Ain't no Starbucks
I mean,
or nothing around?
We've got our laptops as well, but yeah. It doesn't work.
In Atlanta? Ain't no Wi-Fi?
We can't pick up no signals off this piece.
Damn, that was crazy. I was thinking Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Atlanta's hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, we got jackets on.
We're
trying to stay cold.
Oh, well, I was finna say, because I know that hot Atlanta is not hot this time of year. Shit.
I don't know what I was thinking about with all these sandals in my damn bag. I can't get my shoe game off.
I had to get down there and go shopping and shit. That's fucked up. Well, I mean, I guess that's what you want to do anyways. But
right. Because they lost my suitcase with all my shoes in it. I was pissed.
So, Juice, how long are you staying now?
I'm staying to Tasha League Wednesday.
Oh, damn. Oh, you really balling the whole goddamn whole week. How long you been now?
Since she got here. The day she got here is the day I got here.
What?
We've been here since.
What? Y'all ain't
came
up on
that good.
I'm going
to post my pics. You know that. I'm going to put my pictures up when I get home.
Ain't came up on none of that good perp. I know y'all ain't blowing it down up there.
Oh, yes, sir, we are. Yes, we are.
I'm sorry.
My girl knew I was coming.
I know Tasha ain't putting nothing in there.
No, Tasha's been having a great time,
fucking,
dog.
Fucking virgin.
Whatever.
It's all good. You don't follow down here to...
I'm a good girl, man. I'm going to behave.
I'm a good girl, too.
Need to go... Y'all need
gone
back,
yeah.
Y'all need to rent a car. Just say, fuck it, we're coming down to Tampa early. Number 6 hours.
Yep.
3 hours drive apiece, and y'all here partying. Well, I don't know how, but damn it, shit. I don't know. I guess, man.
Where we going?
I don't, huh?
Where we going in the rental car?
God damn it, to Tampa.
To Tampa?
Fucking right. Bring your ass on down here. Shit. Keep the party rolling. Shit.
No, that's right.
Going down. I'll roll back up there with you. Fuck it. I got $50 on the gas. Huh?
I know that. Right.
I wanted to roll up there this weekend, but shit, I ain't end up getting up with my homeboy Ashwood, because that nigga there, he'll jump in the car in a minute and hit the road like.
Well, I wish I'd have knew that. We could have rolled up and kicked it with.
Yeah, it would have been gone.
Going to the Monique show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Monique.
Yeah, I love Monique.
Now, she got the show, like Tyra yeah. Banks type shit, right?
Yeah. The sit-down show, Tyra Banks, yeah.
Yeah. So, y'all got free tickets or something?
Yeah, you know, I know. You know, Rodney's my boy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's
he
right.
holds us down, so we're going to go do that taping tomorrow.
What? All right. Hey, Tasha, don't be jumping all up, you know what I'm saying, getting Australian crazy and shit like, oh, go Perth! Woo, Monique! Oh!
Oh, I'm
probably
I guess that's what I would have did. Yeah, I am. Tampa,
I think everybody knew
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't bust out anymore.
Australia
was
in the house last night, though.
Yeah, they did.
What happened?
I said everybody knew Australia was in the house last night. Jatan came on and everything was quiet, and I went wah! And started screaming like a freak. And
everybody like, who the fuck are these guys? Like, I mean, who are these guys? So, I mean, was they known down there? I mean, you know, were people kind of recognizing them?
No, but they know them now because they were amazing.
They had a few fans that came through.
Yeah, but they weren't like the headliner. You know these Atlanta people that fast music.
Who was the headliner?
That boy that's named
if you don't give a damn, don't throw it up.
What's Young Bloods?
Young Bloods.
That old ass shit.
Yeah, we got pictures of it.
That old ass shit. We don't give a damn. We don't give a fuck. You don't give a damn. That motherfucker ain't had a goddamn hit since 87. What kind of shit is that? He opened it up for him. Wow.
Yeah, that was my go back in the day.
Yeah, goddamn Young Bloods.
Just mine.
Because
I didn't
want to
post any of you until you told me which one.
All right, who the fuck?
Send me
a message.
Not on. I want to post. Smelly Smell.
You know somebody with some limb. How the hell you going to be calling me with that bullshit? Hell no, nah, nigga. Oh, fuck, send me a text message talking about you know somebody with some limb. Get the fuck off my phone, man. Text message, that dumb shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, how the weekend go? You know, it's Monday, so y'all been partying all motherfucking weekend. Shit.
And we haven't stopped.
Yeah, we haven't stopped.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not. So that's everything? Okay. Yeah, it's nonstop.
What's the plans for today? What y'all resting right now? So what's the deal?
My girlfriend got her daughter's having a big birthday party at Lotus, so we're going there tonight. She's got a section, and her friend is supposed to come up and do the bottle thing, and we're going to do that tonight.
Y'all yeah, that motherfucking bald head? See
ya. Yeah, no, we're seeing him this afternoon.
Oh, I was going to say, I know that motherfucker. He like, man, shit, nigga, you come down here, dog. You better holler at me. So I'm like, damn. That's why I got to holler at him.
I'm going to fuck today or tomorrow, so.
What? How far sound is?
Oh, he's in Atlanta.
Oh, he is? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's in Atlanta.
All right, well, shouts out to Justice Overall. He up in Atlanta.
Who is?
Home, Justice Overall. He kind of rap and R&B. He do rap, I guess.
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah, Justice Overall. You got the song. I haven't played it on here. We're going to be fucking tonight.
Okay.
You ain't hear that? I thought I played that.
I didn't know it.
Gonna be fucking tonight. All right, well, check this out, ladies. Since I got y'all as a captive audience, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and play this goddamn Juton and throw this up
in here.
We got Miss Juices Loose, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Ohio in ATL. We got most international sexist co-host, Miss Tyson Triple X down in ATL.
Yes,
so. Shouts out to all the motherfucking ATLians down there, especially the Juton, Justice Overall, all my motherfucking Tampa, Florida people down there perpetrating this shit like y'all making moves. But anyways, yeah, nigga, yeah. I'm going down to ATL to blow up. Nigga working at McDonald's and shit. Nigga, what, you blew up the management, motherfucker? Anyways, Juton people, get at me. That's how we doing. Starship Smelly Prize, it's Regular Game Radio. Y'all already know.
You feel that way.
Yeah, man, y'all already know, right? That live, that is a motherfucking Juton. You know what I'm saying? I see a couple of people calling my motherfucking bat phone. Hello?
Avon calling.
Fuck you, bitch. Get your ass away from my motherfucking door. Get your ass away from my goddamn door. Sorry. Thank you, people. Thank you. And, you
know. That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I felt the same. I felt compelled to do that. Yes. Yeah, people. Don't forget, 3009, possibly January 14th. I got a new business venture that I'm going into with my homeboy out of California. This is a Flow Cali business venture. Yeah, and we got Smelly's Wet Back Shrimp, and we got all you can eat shrimp for the first 100 people that you know, when we open up on that day, man. Y'all get it. So check out our new promo. You know what I'm saying? It's going down like this.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
You can't fucking beat that. I mean, even motherfucking, even little motherfucking Timmy want to eat something. You want something, Timmy?
Timmy!
All right, you can get some, homie. I got you. Let me beam my peoples back on motherfucking board real quick. You know what I'm saying? Bring me back in the building. You know what I'm saying? 562. All right, got somebody else hell of me from the planet, planet Cali. Let me, bring them on in here, people. Y'all hold on just a second. Got to beam these people on board. Everybody, you know, if y'all want to beam on board, y'all can hail me at 347-237-5125. And, yeah, I'll beam you on board, man. See if we can get this round first try.
I come from the planet of wetbackdom.
Right.
Anyway, shout out to Jake Evans for wearing a fucking Decepticon shirt. Much love to Juton representing my motherfucking war. Hell yeah. But anyway. Oh, I'm up on your page every day, Tasha. I check out all your photos.
Aww. I love
yeah.
you.
And you know what that is, brother. That's,
oh, groovy, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, going down real big. Shouts out. We got Goofy Bone in the building, people. 186 Point Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Representing that 408 up in her. What's happening, homie?
Nah, I'm just chilling. Just got done working out. Ready to go handle my business. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the day looking like? What's going on there?
Oh, man. You know. I'm probably going to get tatted up today. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a little sweet. You get my name on your arm and shit.
Oh, you know me. Big old Smelly on my neck.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Looking gay as hell when you see two niggas on a moped and shit. Like, what the hell? Nigga, get your gay ass off the back of that shit. All hugged up on a nigga and shit. What the fuck? Get your ass off a little fucking hot red, hot candy apple red fucking moped and shit. Got two niggas on the back, big boys too and shit. The hell? Get the dick out my back, man. What going on? Hell, anyways. Yeah, that don't sound right. Yeah, that sounds like this explanation.
A bush in Kazakhstan, we laugh when we hear the name, because a bush means the hair around the testis satchel.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what bush is. That's the
is that
hair around your
going
your
hard
bubble.
With Miss Tasha up in the ATL?
I'm sorry?
You see him.
Right here, baby, trying to cook a little egg. I'm stepping away. Hey, Juicy, you going hard with Miss Tasha in the ATL?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am, baby.
Much love to Juice.
Love to you, too. You know that.
Yeah, but that motherfucker working it. They working it, y'all.
Wait till y'all see the video footage. Of me really. Breaking it down with all that ass.
Baby,
it's going to be
fun. I'm like...
All that ass.
Dang, baby, would you like some fries with that shake?
Hey, how many fans did Juton have there?
I'm not exactly too sure on how many fans they had, but everybody in the place like came up to them later on and were like, "Wow, you guys were amazing." I met quite a few of their fans actually, who are on Facebook, and you know, we always write messages to each other and stuff. So it was really nice to finally get to see some. Yeah, they sold a lot of CDs too, which was good.
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out. That was awesome. It was a great night. Yeah.
That was real. That was real. But since I wasn't there,
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh man, I'm sorry, people. I, you know. Hey, did they? Hey, when you met them, did they ask you?
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Or were they just trying to keep it real? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I'm rich, bitch.
They wanted to see my tits and they wanted to see Juicy's ass.
What? Oh shit! They came up on y'all like,
I'm gonna put it out there. If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. I want to be on you. Wait.
That came out wrong. My bad. Hold on. My bad. That came out wrong.
I bet it did.
Hey man, y'all already know what time it is, people. Y'all have tuned in to Motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize as well. We got some new shit, man. Since y'all up in goddamn ATL, I need y'all to look out for my homeboy. And this is goddamn Justice Over All. Now listen, people, y'all already know we at the top of the fucking hour. So we're gonna come after this song, come back to the motherfucking nothing news of today. And I guarantee you, I got some shit for y'all today. You're going to want to tune in for it. It's going to be some funny-ass shit.
Stay there.
Going down
there.
Right. Shouts out to motherfucking Boo News in the back getting kicked in the ass. Bam,
yeah,
bam,
Boo.
Bam.
You know what the thing about Boo News is that he looks at me, because I have a screen door in the back in my one-bedroom studio, as they say. He stares at me through the screen like, can you open the door for me? And he's smart enough to know where he can knock on the door to have the door open for him. So, I mean, come on. It's like wasting your intelligence.
Keep your punk ass outside, then, little
stay
nickel.
Over there, Boonies, before I get
you
high.
I talk to him. Little nickel, take your ass outside, then, little nickel. That's how I talk to dogs, people. Yeah, you know, little nickel, get your ass on over there, little nickel. Shit on that pan over there, little nickel. Get on over there.
I don't all right, that.
People. Well, I'm just saying, hood dogs. I'm sorry, brother.
Hood dogs.
Cali dogs, you know what I'm saying? Hood dogs, yeah. You know. Anyways, people, let's go.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fucking tonight.
Good,
you know what I'm saying?
Check this out. I'm
coming
right
back
now,
with another news of the day,
you
y'all.
You ain't getting no dick off of this.
Going down.
Man, your ass is impotent. If you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I'll let you boy smell so good, man. It's making the game of the same. That's how we get it.
It cut me up. Your face and your smile make the room sparkle up. Sitting back, looking at you, get naked, fucking up. Mommy, let's take a trip, coasting something big and sail off. Don't worry about them, cause it's sail off. Mommy, official is us. Our relationship is simple, honesty mixed with trust. Mommy, you come right on time, never late. Like a good neighbor, call you all day. Got your own car, got your own pad, hella bad. Outfit, match the shoes, plus the bag. Your friends say I'm cool with the crew, I'm bad news. Then let them silly chicks as I do. Just be ready when I slide through. Up all night, hanging out, wildin' with no curfew. She like me cause I'm in the game like EA Sports. Her up and down with no hands, it's fireworks. Different positions like that, all kind of sorts. Wet and moist, mommy, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah,
it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down through. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down deuce. Girl, you seem so shy. Take a puff of this shit, gonna get high. Mommy, I got six zips, gonna get right. First we'll hit Wolf Chris, it's gorillas in the mix. Don't worry, shit, I got killers in this bitch. Go into the makeup room. I'll be in the kitchen with the chef, getting to take the boom. Tomorrow we can take a cruise in Cancun. Let's make a move. All day, Marvin Gaye on my corner tune. We can watch Martin on the iPod Nano. But really my eye on the crack camo. Mommy, I'm the boss. You can take it off in the downtown loft. My enterprise taking off. Look in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's Juliet taking over like Metro PCS. It's Tampa, girl. We can go around the world in a camper, girl. Fuck pickup lines. Girl, get your behind in the 69 Vert. My air don't work, so you can take off your shirt. Get a tan on your fine complexion. You are down with Jackson, mommy.
Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down deuce. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down deuce.
Yeah, if y'all feeling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit my boy Justice over all up in ATL, you know what I'm saying? But he's still at... Yeah, people, y'all know what time it is. It's been a rumor in the air, y'all. We're going to have to come back, you know what I'm saying? When I beam him back on board, Miss Juicy, I heard you ain't going to Las Vegas now. I got to get my guns ready, y'all, before I bring them back online. So, yeah, get ready, people. Don't forget, it's back to work Mondays, 186 Point Deuce, right after this show, 2 p.m., y'all, 2 motherfucking 4. Eastern Standard Time, bitches. Yeah. This is another news of the day, y'all. Provided to you in part by Nothing News Today, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nothingnewstoday.com, man. Ow, 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 say. Ow, ow. Hold on, y'all. I got to walk out of the advertisement room real quick and go to the control room and beam these people back on board real quick. Going over here, Oh, wait a minute. Fix me some motherfucking beer real quick, people. Ladies, I'm bringing y'all on board. Hold on a second.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you gotta get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Huh? Yeah, let's go, people. All right. Ladies, y'all back up in the building, holding it down.
Hey.
Where my motherfucking guns at? Where my motherfucking guns at? All right, before she answer this motherfucking question. Because you about to be like motherfucking Avon calling, goddammit, Miss Juicy. Your ass is going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, GC, you're awesome.
What?
I don't think it'll be beneficial for me. I'm not going because of you. Motherfucking Goofy, Tops, and some other people, but I just don't think it would be beneficial for me because of some circumstances, and I just don't want to mention them. I just want to say that I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to go.
Oh. Well, here's for you.
Yep.
Damn it. Oh, y'all
know,
ain't going.
Yep.
It's all good, people. You know what I'm saying? We still gonna have a good ass time. Regardless if it's three people in that motherfucker, we gonna goddamn party till the walls fall off. Vegas.
That's right,
style.
Baby.
So, you know, and this is just to get it started. You know what I'm saying? Y'all missed this one. Don't forget, next year, see, we gonna pump this motherfucker up even harder. You know what I'm saying? This is, then we can know what the fuck we can do and what's gonna go on. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
So, yeah, you know, it's all good. All right, y'all, let me go ahead and kick this motherfucking news to y'all, man. Florida style, FLA in the building, 81 Trade, where we take news all the way around the world. And I mean the world. And everybody be like, well, how you spell world? W-U-L-D. I don't know how the fuck y'all spelling it, but shit, world. That's how I spell it, shit. Get my motherfucking porn music, you know what I'm saying, started, provided to you in part by Taboo. I didn't watch that porn film, so I don't know what the fuck it is, but they had some good music, so that's why I'm using they shit. Here we go. Oh, yeah. You gotta like that porn music, y'all. Every damn one goofy bone saying. It's porn music, nigga. Alright, y'all, we taking this thing to, I don't know where the hell we at, because it says poor newscast ratings stir unease at NBC stations, and guess who's on the front? Long Chin Leno. Yeah. Motherfucker got a long ass chin. Like, goddamn. Hold on, nigga. Stand still. Let me jump off your mouth. Anyway, 6 weeks after Jay Leno moved to primetime, NBC's wait and see approach to his sinking ratings is testing the patience of affiliate stations across the country. The Peacock Network maintains that putting Leno on 5 nights a week will pay off when fresh episodes of his show go up against reruns on other networks. But, yeah, so far Leno has been a disappointing lead-in, yep, for the late newscasts that follow him. After a strong start, his program at 10 p.m. is down sharply from his premiere week and is drawing one-quarter fewer viewers than its scripted predecessors a year ago. And this is having a ripple effect on the local newscast and late night. Okay, who the fuck cares about Long Chin Leno? Get your gray-haired ass on the fuck somewhere. Start doing some goddamn commercials like everybody else, washed-up ass, and get the fuck off the damn TV. Man, people just got to stay in the fucking line like fucking Ellen DeGeneres or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy,
yeah, people.
Brother.
Who that wabbing?
Crazy.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to say Ellen and shit, gay ass bitch. But anyways, people, we going to Washington, D.C., people, where the U.S. Citizens used to test new experimental antiviral drug like they already haven't fucking been used, all right? The U.S. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is allowing the use of an experimental antiviral drug to treat severe cases of H1N1 or swine flu. Yeah, people, the drug Paramavira, some bullshit name, is currently being developed by BioCryst Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. It is undergoing testing required for federal FDA approval, which is the same motherfuckers that approved the goddamn flu virus, people, that fucked up the goddamn lady. Okay, I'm sorry for that Tourette syndrome outburst. The FDA issued a so-called emergency use authorization that allows doctors to use Paramavir, which is delivered intravenously in certain hospitalized adult and pediatric patients with confirmed or suspected H1N1 influenza. Okay, people, listen. The goddamn flu virus
is, or now swine flu, which is the same fucking shit as the same goddamn flu that they started back in the 90s. Because you didn't hear about no motherfucking flu in the 80s. Wasn't no motherfucking flu in the 70s. And goddamn sure didn't hear about no fucking flu in the 60s when everybody was smoking weed, popping mushrooms and pills and shit. I don't think a bitch was worrying about no fucking flu. You know what I'm saying? When you had syphilis and everything else was flying the fuck around. Now, here we are in the 2000s, and you got these goddamn code names for bullshit. H1N1. What's the code for a common cold? What's the, somebody give me a code for that. COLD with no numbers and shit. So anything else, that means you motherfuckers is generically making shit. You're taking a hydrogen one and a nitrogen one and spicing them bitches and making flu. And then you telling people to come in here and stick your goddamn arm out and let us experiment on you and shoot this shit up in you. Man, y'all can suck my virtual starship. I keep it clean like that. Because and I'm going to give you a prime example because everybody's still like, nah, that don't make no sense. This is the same equivalent, and we're going to keep saying that because my homeboy said this I forgot the show that the brother said that, but shout out to, I'm not stealing your credit, but he said, you know, why in the hell don't we just inject everybody with AIDS then? You know what I'm saying? Inject everybody with the AIDS virus so your body can build up an immunity so you won't get AIDS. Yeah, I figured it'd be science around the whole fucking world because, yeah, that sounds stupid as hell. Just like taking a goddamn flu virus, a fucking flu shot. Man, please. Goddamn VA sending me papers right now talking about, man, you need to come and follow up and get your checkup. Check these up. Goddamn it, you can check these in your database. And I mean these nuts, because I ain't coming to fucking with you. Yeah, I ain't experimenting on shit. I don't need your help. Thank you, but no thank you. I did my time for Uncle Spam, got spammed, and now I'm back home trying to goddamn get them out my fucking email box. Jesus, you sons of bitches. Anyways, people, we're going to take this thing over to Riga, Latvia. I don't know where the hell that's at. Never heard of it. But, yeah. And this is where a meteor crater, probably a hoax. Yeah, because it's been a lot of hoax going on, like the flying balloon, dumbass motherfucking dude. And see, homeboy, if you would have got you a white girl, she probably would have went along with your goddamn story. But he got with the chain chick, and she don't know the American ways, you know what I'm saying? She don't know how shiesty and nasty and threatening we are. Man, they done called the house, chang, tang, fung, fung, fang. Bitch, we kick your ass if you stop lying. He don't fly that balloon in the sky. We do that shit over here. You know no kid can sit there now. So she got her ass back on damn TV. Chang, fang, fung, fang, fang. It was a lie. It was, man. Anyways. Yeah. Visitor from deep space or a Latvian tricksters? That's the question. As geologists study a 30-foot-wide crater that some claim was caused by a 3-foot meteorite, and others say is just the work of pranksters. Huh. Scientists from the University of Tartu in Latvia. Where the fuck is Latvia at? Okay, concluded that the hole was probably dug by people and not caused by a meteorite. Yeah, the scientists noted spade marks on the sides of the crater, implying that it was dug by human hands. There certainly were a number of people. Alrighty then, you sons of bitches are going to waste y'all time to dig a big-ass hole. Fuck you ain't bury yourself for and just go down in history as the dumbest motherfuckers, most dumbest motherfuckers that buried theyself alive in a goddamn crater-sized fucking meteorite hole. Because if that's the case, where the goddamn meteorite at, people? Exactly. Man, y'all better stop motherfucking getting these goddamn national headlines all fucked up. You know, it's bad enough we don't got motherfuckers talking 2012 and all this other end of the world. Acorns falling out the motherfucking tree, sky green bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The world is flat. Like we back in Columbus days or some dumb shit. What the hell going on? But anyways, people, we're going to go to the Caribbean. Shouts out to all my island people. Yeah. Diva Diva L, where a pilot dies after saving passengers. Yeah, a British pilot drowned after saving the lives of 9 passengers. Damn. by ditching his plane into the sea when one of the engines failed. Robert Mansell, 32, was hailed as a hero after carrying out a forced landing of a light aircraft in the Caribbean between the islands of Curaco, Curacao, and Bonaire. Last night, it emerged that his final words to air traffic controllers were, "I've lost control of one of my engines. So long." Right. He made a mayday call but was knocked unconscious by the impact of the landing. How the fuck did he save the goddamn 9 people then? You stupid bitches ain't want to go back and save the fucking pilot? Oh, he'll be all right. He'll wake up in a minute when this bitch hit the bottom of the motherfucking ocean. You bitches crazy. All 9 of you motherfuckers should be slapping your motherfucking faces. Punk ass bitches, let that damn man die. All right, people. Y'all already know we taking into Bushland, even though Bush ain't from motherfucking Houston. But still, we taking into motherfucking Houston, Texas. Well, yeah, a father killed son over the motherfucking video game. Damn. Ain't that a bitch. Wow. All right, well, hey, y'all already know what time it is. I'm going to motherfucking do it like this here, people. This is where a father, who allegedly shot and killed his teenage son during an argument over a video game, surrendered to police after a brief standoff with SWAT officers at a Southwest Houston apartment. Ophelio Antonio Otero, 40, had been drinking heavily when he began arguing with his wife over the whereabouts of a missing video game. Arturo then started fighting with 17-year-old Ignacio A. Arturo about the game, and during the argument, he loaded his gun, authorities said, and as the team was running, the father allegedly fired one shot. Yeah, striking his son in the neck. Damn, boy, that is some fucked up crazy shit, people. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's some fucked up and crazy shit. But, yeah. Get my damn porn music started back again. Because, wow, man, we taking this thing all the way around the world, people. I mean, you ain't gonna hear no motherfucking news like this. I don't give a damn where you at. Because it only is what? Heard here first. All right, here we go. Starting this thing on back up, people. All right, we're gonna take this thing to Boston, Massachusetts. Where, students and researchers ingest lethal chemicals. Only in Boston, Mass, people. Only in Boston, Mass. Yeah. Shouts out to Raw, Red Shades. Yeah, I don't know why I was about to say Raw, but she is Raw. You know what I'm saying? She's hot. Shouts out to Red Shades. Harvard University Medical School will increase security, install new video cameras at its laboratories this week, as police work to determine whether 6 people were intentionally poisoned at a research building. The scientists and students fell ill after consuming a potentially lethal chemical that was present in their coffee. Yeah, according to an internal memo sent to the medical school students, all 6 people had used a single-serve coffee machine near the pathology lab at Harvard's new research building to prepare the coffee, and all later reported dizziness and low blood pressure. Talk about spiked coffee. That a bitch. All right. Yeah, we're in Taos, New Mexico. All right, enough of that, people. And this is where a hotel owner tells Hispanic workers to change names. Yeah. Larry Witten marched into his northern New Mexico town on a mission. Resurrect a failing hotel. Yeah, the tough-talking former Marine immediately laid down some new rules. Among them, he forbade the Hispanic workers at the rundown Southwestern abode-style hotel from speaking Spanish in his presence. Yeah, he thought they'd be talking about him and ordered some to anglicize their names. Yeah, no more Martin. Martin. It was plain old Martin. No more Marcos. Yeah, now it would be Mark. But if you read more into that article, guys, you will find that,
he got his ass handed to him. So don't be trying to pull no motherfucking slavery bullshit, changing a motherfucking name, fucking Toby and shit. We all, what the kind of gay ass shit is that? You see crackers still up the old motherfucking slimy ass tricks, though. White folks, pull y'all head out of y'all cottage cheese ass. Jeez. All right, we're going to the motherfucking UK, people. Well, teen girls accept rape as price of joining gangs. Damn, y'all got to give up pussy just to be a part of somebody's shit. Damn, all right. Teenage girls wanting to join violent male gangs are being forced into having sex in ferrying guns, knives, and drugs. Yeah, the girls, some as young as 13, want to join gangs to raise their own profile or to seek protection. Often they are swayed by the status given to their senior members of the gang, and when they first join, they are told they must have sex with one member of the gang and then find several of the gang, yeah, waiting for them. What has shocked welfare workers is that the girls accept the situation as normal and do not appreciate that they are being violated. Well, hey, people, you want some free pussy? Go to the UK and, yeah, join a gang and, yeah, you can get some free pussy. Hopefully y'all wrapping your Johnsons up because, yeah, that'd be kind of fucked up, y'all just slinging your ding-dangs around. Yeah, join the AIDS gang and shit. Don't need that. Okay, people, yeah, we're going to go to where St. Louis, Missouri, where an institute is trying to make mustaches trendy. Man, I don't give a damn about that nasty-ass shit on top of people's lips. The American Mustache Institute, which is, this has got to tell you people where a waste of fucking money is going. The goddamn American Mustache Institute. Man, I burn that dumb bullshit down. Whatever. Formed by three stupid motherfucking St. Louis men, says it wants to make mustaches a popular fashion statement once again. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported the institute states on its website its overall goal is to create a climate of acceptance, understanding, flavor saving, and upper lip warmth for all mustached Americans alike. Man, you bitches must be a bunch of gay fags jacking each other dicks, looking at each other's mustaches, talking, ooh, I like your hairy piece. Show punk asses up, punk motherfuckers. Hold on, you gay niggas. I'm sorry, people. They get the big, nah, I was going to give them the big guns, and nah, I ain't going to give you the big guns. But you do get one for that, two for that. There you go, you sons of bitches. Take that. All right, people. Shouts out to motherfucking Mrs. Thighmaster. Yeah, Suzanne Summers, who says mostly wrong about medicine. Yeah, she was mostly wrong. Okay, let's see. Suzanne Summers' latest health tome hit the bookstores this week, and this time she's offering her advice on how to cure and prevent cancer. Yeah, as if people with cancer don't have enough problems. The gist of her argument is that conventional cancer treatments, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, take a destructive approach and that chemo, in particular, is overused. Of course, Summer has no formal medical or scientific training, but considers herself an authority. Yeah. Pasty-faced it, white girl. What the hell level? Look like somebody shot ass up with 4 ounces of collagen in her goddamn cheekbones. Damn, girl. Your cheeks look younger than your face and shit. What kind of shit is that? How the fuck you got young cheekbones? All right, y'all. Anyway, we going to Japan. Yes, Japan, where skirt boys in wild world of Tokyo street fashion. If I see you gay motherfuckers down here with a fucking skirt on, I'm slapping you, Chang Pang. I don't give a fuck. We're going to be kung fu fighting all in the streets. Yeah. Walking through the lively districts of Harajuku and Shibuya and Tokyo, one might encounter a sight unusual to many people's eyes. Yeah. Men in skirts. Uh-huh.
Not kilts or kimono, but motherfucking skirts, people. Yes. Fucking Japanese fags. The hell y'all doing? Call the Skirt Boys or Skirt Tribe. The skirt-wearing men of Tokyo are beginning to get some attention from the fashion world. And so, though it may be a little rude, I have to ask, how is this different from being a cross-dresser? Thank you, fucking Japan, Jap fags, fucking Jap fags. My white folks like to say that. You fucking Japs. You fucking rice beaters. Well, white folks come up the most racist sounding type shit, boy. We gonna be giving a fuck, you know. What the hell? Fucking porch monkeys. Oh, man, you got to love crackles, man. Anyways, we're going to the UK, people, where it seems like the most weird, oddest ball shit happens in the fucking UK, United Kingdom, where social workers remove baby from obese mother. Yeah. Social workers have moved to take into care a baby born to an obese mother. Yeah. The mother, who cannot be named in order to protect the identity of the children, gave birth by the caesarean. Gave birth by caesarean, which is a C-section, people. Caesarean section last week in a Dundee hospital, but was told within 24 hours that she would not be allowed to keep the baby. She has already had the youngest of her. Six children aged 3 and 4 removed from her care because social workers feared that they were at risk of becoming obese. Wow. So, people, you might want to look into your motherfucking health before you sit up there and get pregnant talking about, oh, that's just baby fat. Bitch, the baby is only motherfucking 8 pounds. The other 382 pounds... it's called obeseness. The hell going on trying to call that? Bitch. Shit. It's crazy. Anyways, people, that concludes the motherfucking nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? And that was sponsored to you in part by motherfucking Commando Pest Eradication. You know what I'm saying? For all your motherfucking pest eradication needs.
The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication. You saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
That's real.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Snowgood, and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
All right, ladies, go ahead and get your motherfucking your hips ready, cause about to get into this little workout. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all into a little workout music, and it's my dog Goofy Bone, and featuring I don't know, I forgot, a whole bunch of motherfuckers on here, so Six Figures is another, I know Bruce on this bitch, and I believe it's Six Figures on this motherfucker, so Let's get into it, y'all. Right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship Smelly Prize. It's motherfucking Monday, bitches. Yeah.
Dance with me, let's all get down. Take this blunt and pass it around. As I get done rubbing this baby girl, she don't even know I'm gonna rock her world. And that's how Goofy Bone likes to do it. Get her all nasty, mixing up fluid. Let me show you how I put in work with my tongue all up in her mini skirt. See her eyes roll back, her legs are all shaking. Poor girl, I know she's in for a breaking. Let's take a ride up in my car. I'll take you to my house and make you a porn star. Once she's in the room, I gotta get her going. I'm hitting so hard and the shit keeps flowing. Like waterfalls with this poetic D. It's only six or size as you can see. Now we can do it all damn night. Let me get between your thighs. Any decision that you like. Come on baby, let's exercise. Exercise, exercise. You wanna work out, let's exercise. Fuck going to a gym, we can do it in the room. Come on baby, let's exercise. I don't like to exercise. Baby, it ain't hard to tell. This game that I spit to your ear, I can have you in a spell. The way that you move your body got me hypnotized. I love the way that you're looking at me in the room with your fuck me eyes. Then I reply, come on baby, let's exercise. Let me rub your back, hold your waist in between your thighs. Let me eat your pussy, let me taste your juice. In the middle of the night, I'ma have you screaming, Bruce.
Hey, John, just come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
Shit, nigga, feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay, that's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday.
Don't forget, myspace.com/JaNuThePrinces.
You know
myspace.com/DrackBoyThePrinces. I'll let Miss JaNu.
Unless it's the cash.
Well, you don't never want to go in the warehouse for us. All your black ass talk about is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. Yeah. I need money, I need money. Give me money, give me money. Give me money, give me money. Hell yeah, I'm the shit, I'm that girl on the sofa, posing on the wall. Body with no flaws, and when I walk up in the building, all the niggas stop and pause. I let this dude eat me out once, me and wanna go home. He keeps hitting my phone, he won't leave me alone. My pussy got a tight grip, and I call a rubber band. And every time he beat it, the girl, she is clean. Yeah, baby, you want a little taste. Grab me by the waist, let me throw it in your face. I know a lot of girls hate me, cause they niggas wanna date me. You know I turn them on, she'll keep me in a thong. Shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. I don't shake no ass, I left it for cash. no dough. I like the look like money, I like the smell like money. When I walk, I like to shake this booty like it ain't funny. No, I'm not your baby mama, jaw on a higher level. Give me the mic, I spit a cappella. Yeah, I peep the way he been looking at me, shooting me the fuck faces, grabbing me by the waist. So what's up, daddy? How many tax you talking? If it ain't about dollars, no, I don't wanna holler. Now he grabbing on his pants and he breathing hard. And he looking in my eyes.
So diligent, yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant, you could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college, so my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper, and maybe he can conquer all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know, I really don't care, cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party.
The
shots already started, I'm already retarded. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. It's got 3 stories, all I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living, raising cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.
Bobby Treacherous right there in the building, y'all. Y'all already know how it goes down. Right here live.
Wrecking the Game motherfucking radio. This is the Starship Smelly Prime. Got everybody up in this motherfucking hanging out, man, doing what it do. And, you know, just keeping it real, keeping it true. We take this bitch over to the 186 Point Deuce land, you know what I'm saying, shortly after this. And that's from Florida to Cali, baby. And we take that motherfucker all the way over to Texas because that's how we network, and trilateral commission style. And that's how we get it in. So you already know my style. Red Shades in the motherfucking building. Let's go. Make sure, people, when you get your goddamn starships, man, these motherfuckers here do, you know, they do cause a couple of little setbacks and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, gotta, you know, I forgot to introduce y'all, you know.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was Alotta of, never mind.
Your name is a lot of, never mind. Mother.
Timmy!
Stop playing with the goddamn buttons, Timmy. I'm about to, boy, y'all gonna have me shoot a handicapped kid, because, Timmy keep playing with the goddamn switches on the board, man. Keep making all my goddamn buttons and shit go crazy. I be thinking it's the damn space juice. It's damn Timmy ass playing with the fucking controls. Hey. How about that, 562? Miss Tyson Triple X, Juicy Juice, y'all back in the building.
Yes.
What y'all out and about? Y'all still in the hotel room? Hold on, let me find out. Hold on, y'all. Let me find out what the true situation is going on here, people. So I won't get no lies. Let me go ahead and do my motherfucking
Captain, test. I suggest Vulcan mind probe.
Right, hold on. Bing. Okay, people, yeah, they still in the hotel room. They ain't left out partying yet. All right. I had to, you know, probe, you know what I'm saying? Figure it out. What's up, man? Why you here? It's goddamn going on 2:00. What the fuck y'all still doing in the room?
We hung out last night. We got to hang out tonight. It's going to be a long night. We going to...
Oh, y'all hang out at nighttime. It ain't really shit to do during the daytime in Atlanta. They
right.
Make that shit all super hot. Bitch, ain't nothing but the goddamn underground fucking mall. That's not all you bitches got. After that, no fucking Busch Gardens, no Adventure Islands, no kind of theme park shits.
nothing.
Right. Fuck all that.
You know what I'm saying? So what else is there to do with Hot Atlanta, people? Somebody tell me that. What else is there to do? So I smoke weed all day, which, you know, I ain't got no problem with that. But,
get crumped at night?
And then, yeah, and it's nightlife, you know what I'm saying? Strip clubs open up, clubs and all that shit open up, but all that fall at nighttime. Daytime action ain't really.
That's right.
Ain't a whole lot, put it that way. Ain't a whole lot, but you know. That's all good, you know what I'm saying? I wish y'all having a good time down there, you know. Hold it down.
Atlanta, ATL, baby.
Be happy, yeah. All right, it'll be all right. I got family down on ATL. Nah, I need to go where I ain't been before. I done been to Atlanta.
You got to come while the juice is in Atlanta. Ain't nothing like being juicetized.
Man, Atlanta is Atlanta. You come to goddamn Las Vegas, where the smell going to be at. Ain't nothing like Las Vegas where smell going to be at, because I ain't never been there. So I know how to act in ATL, so I ain't going to know how to act in motherfucking Las Vegas.
That is true. Vegas is going to go down because you in the building.
No. Because I don't know where the fuck I'm at outside the building. So, you know, of course, I got to lose my goddamn mind like a kid in a candy store. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never been new places before, you know. You know you can't take black folks nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a stereotype in a way. So, you're going to take me, goddamn it, I'm coming to shut that motherfucker down. I really want to see George Wallace, though. That's one of my biggest things. That I'm looking forward to is actually seeing George Wallace down there. So I know that'll be hot, you know what I'm saying? Try to catch a comedy show or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Swing by, holler at the dude, you know what I'm saying? And try to smoke one with the old man, you know what I'm saying? Smoke one with the old boy. My name ain't Rick James, though, you know. And, yeah, shouts out to Ragged Ass Boost Mobile or whatever the hell, because every time y'all keep calling in, it be like,
you better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm going to blow you to smithereens.
Straight up. I'm about to shoot y'all goddamn Boost Mobile phone, man, because y'all phone is just like, no. Sorry about that. Oh, gun went off the second time. Sorry about that. Yeah. Didn't have any control over that one. I think that was Timmy. I gotta blame it on Timmy. Hey, y'all gonna jam up my motherfucking transporter beam all this on and off. Didn't your mama tell you to go in or out? In or out?
Sorry,
you gonna be on the ship or you gonna be off the damn ship? All this opening and closing the door, letting, you know, foul smells of space into the ship. You know
we
want
to be on the ship, baby.
Yeah, you know, it's foul smells in outer space. I said, how the fuck, you know, you read about that goddamn astronauts talking about some space has a smell?
No.
Bitch, how in the hell, if it ain't got no oxygen, it's got a fucking smell to it.
Because he's a liar.
That's y'all stinking asses farting up the goddamn spaceship.
That's what it
stank,
is, bro.
Nasty motherfucker. Hell yeah, talking about some damn space got a smell. Bitch, stick your head outside the goddamn spaceship then and tell me how it smell. Stupid motherfuckers. What the hell ever? Just make some goddamn attention or something. Space has an odor. Yeah, because y'all dumping y'all shit into space. You got to think about that, people. What the hell? If these motherfuckers got the shit and piss, where is it going? It is
that. That's right. Where's it going?
They ain't bringing it back with them. Believe that. They ain't carrying no shit back with them. They dump that shit right out of space. And if it ain't no oxygen in space, where the fuck it go? It's shit floating around.
That's right.
All right. I don't use rocket science, people. I just use brain science. And that kind of bullshit there, you know, is a real shit on science. But, all right. Yeah, they did say that, though. You know what I'm saying? But that's all good.
Except for me.
So, who? What happened?
Fire. No, we said we listened to you.
Oh, no, y'all ain't listening to me. Y'all sitting there conversating amongst yourselves, making future plans for something. I don't know what y'all finna do, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, y'all motherfucking listening to me, I'll be like, you know, telling y'all straight up, you know what I'm saying?
What you telling us, straight up?
Anything else, I'm gonna beat your ass like a runaway slave.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real. That's real. That's going down. But y'all paying attention to me now, so you know. But we only got 3 minutes. What's up? We got 3 minutes, so y'all better go ahead and give y'all ATL, Ohio, Australian shout outs.
Yeah, I wanna give a shout out to Kayla. It's my daughter Desiree's birthday. And we're gonna do it real big at Lotus. I know it's called something else. But fuck it, I don't know the name of it, so I'm going to call it Lotus, what I used to call it. And a big shout out to Tasha for holding me down at the end, ATL, and making sure we both have an enjoyable time.
Enjoyable.
And you tough, of course, so hard. We
That's
love you
right,
both.
Yay. See, yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Jatan for making my time in ATL unforgettable, and the Juice.
Yeah.
For making my time here amazing. I love you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to everybody that's listening. And everybody in the ATL, come
yeah.
to where are we going? Lotus tonight.
Yeah. Going down.
Mm-hmm.
Lotus. Well, shout out to motherfucking Lotus Bar, lounge, club, whatever the fuck it is. There's a club.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, shout out to to Lotus. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna have a good time down there. We'll make one last call, y'all, real quick, and then we're gonna close the show out with Miss Mo Blue, you know what I'm saying?
Karen, where do you leave me to drink?
Hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! My crotch. Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know how we do it, people. Much love to you. Thank y'all for riding out with, you already know, the Starship Smelling Prize beaming all around the motherfucking planet. And that's how we do, man. And shout out to all my beautiful ladies on the line. And everybody else, man, you know, holding down up in ATL. This is Miss Mo Blue, y'all. Make sure y'all hit up on... Yeah, she's on iTunes, Amazon. Fuck, she's on everything, including Blog Talk
Radio.
Our show
now. Check it out.
Yeah,
yes,
so we're going to get into this, pump it up a little bit out the door. This is You Don't Need Me, and till tomorrow. It's going down. That's real. Be safe, ladies. Have a good time at ATL. I'll see y'all soon.
Boy, go on out there with me. You're deceiving ways. And-
Never again will I let you bring me down. I'm a stronger woman now.
You don't need me.